Parshas Yisrael states, Vayishma Yisrael choyin midyan choysin Moshe Eis kol asher asar lukim l'moshe l'Yisrael amol ki osi Hashem es Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. So Yisrael heard. Then so he heard all that happened. And then in Pasuk Ches, I didn't put it here in the package, but it says Vayisaper Moshe l'chosno es kol asher asa Hashem v'paro l'mitzrayim al ados Yisrael. So in the Sefer Chaim Moshe from Rav Bik Zatzal, he says in Pasuk Aleph it says Vayishma Yisrael Choyin Midyan Chosin Moshe. He heard Eis Kol Asher Asa Elokim LeMoshe Yisrael Amo. Right? Pasuk Ches, if you want to see the pasuk on page 11 in Rav Bik Sefer, Pasuk Ches, page 11, third line on the left side of the of. It says, the third, fourth line, Vayisaper Moshe l'chosno eis kol hasher osa Hashem l'paro l'mitzrayim al odos Yisrael. Halokva yada. What is he adding? It says, Vayishma Yisrael. He heard already. So what is, and now it says, in Pasuk Ches, Vayisaper Moshe l'chosno. What is he telling him that he didn't hear before? And then, he said, Rav Bik asks, what Alodos Yisrael? Of course, everything he did power had to do with Klal Yisrael because they were the slaves. What's the what's trying to be said here? So Rav Bik says the following: in the end of Parshas Yisrael, the Torah says like this on page 4: Mizbach Adon Matasali. It speaks about the Mizbech Adama. It was made of Adama. And then Pasuk Chavbei speaks about Mizbech Avonim. Tasali. So what's the two characteristics of the Mizbech Adama and the Mizbach Avonim? So Rav Bik here on page 11, he says based on the Panim Yofos, page 11, left side, last paragraph, Venira. He says, Venira behekdem divrei Panim Yofos shebir hamasha omer hakosuv Mizbach Adoma tasali, and then vi Mizbach Avonim tasali. There are two ways of giving inspiration to people. I guess we would call that inspiration, The other way is to give hardcore mussar, hardcore, fire and brimstone. Meidach lamod b'shar lochiach asa'am edvarim koshim kegidim u'lechazek b'koch v'oz neged harishoyim. He says, these two drachim are merumas in the two types of mizbechos. Shnei drachim elu merumazim v'asha omer Torah mizbech adoma tasali, mizbech avonim tasali. The Mizbach Adama is the first derech. Melamed al haderech harishon shul orer es libam shel Yisrael avim shem shabayim b'dachei Noam. With Dvarim, next page, Rakim nechmadim moshkim eslev. Who dome el Adama? Adama, is quiet, stepped on. No no rash. No, it's quiet. You step on, it's easy to tread on. Ein osa rash gadol. That's one way. In other words, ni'imus. For old, hosifa torva amra mizbach avonim tasali, ki l'idim tzrichim alechaz berach hasheni, shu usoros bedvarim koshim kegidim. But avonim, mizbach avonim, an evan is hard, a rock, shim koshim kebarzel. And if you want to, you know, you have here, you know, when they make a hole in it, it makes noise. It's a mizbach avonim tasali ki ve'ein breira ki ve'ein hechrech tasakein. So that's another way, but not the preferred way. Preferred way is not with the great rash, not with the great yelling, not with the great, you know, to inspire the derech ha'ni'imus. So he said like this: V'hine Yisro shoya kohen midyan. Yisro was called midyan. Af sheshama shahutzi hakadosh baruch hu es Yisrael mitzrayim. So what were the two things, Rashi, famous Rashi from Chazal? Mashmua shama uba, Kriyas Yamsuf u'milchemes Amalek. I mean, there were a lot of things that Hashem did. What's so special? Why Kriyas Yamsuf u'milchemes Amalek? What's so special? So he says, there are a lot of, you can give a lot of hesberim and a lot of drushes and a lot of things, but this is what he said, Rav Bick says. V'hine, on page 12, bottom paragraph on the right. V'hine Yisrael shoya koin midyan, af sheshama shahutzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael mimitzrayim, mikol mokom lo hispayal belibo mikach. He said, what's Yisrael, what does he get excited about? He says, ki darkim shel umas ha'olam she'enem hispalim el kshashomim kol mulchama. They get excited about a war, a battle, you know, the fireworks. He says, that's what, he says, Mochemas Amalek. And what about Kriyas Yamsuf? He says, Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, that didn't inspire him. Ulam Kishama, next paragraph on the left. Shakar. Shekor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sayam LiYisrael V'Sham Hiskala Hashem Ish Milchama. Right, Hashem Ish Milchama, he's a warrior. That got them. K'mo She'omer Yisrael Hashem Ish Milchama V'Chol Umas Ha'olam Shomu V'Rogzu. Right, this big war, Chil Ochoz Yil Shoy Palosh, this made it all the Umas. K'mo She'omer Hashem Ish Milchama Chol umas ha'olam shamu v'rogzu. Asam Yisro's libo. So that got Yisro interested. K'mo kim imachemes Amalek. Shehechlis Yoshua es Amalek ves Amalufi Chorif. That's what got him interested. So zek habonis omram. Ma shmua shamu ba. Maya Shmua Shagaram Lo Lavol the Moshe U Yisrael Avshkva Shama V'yodam Yitzias Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf U'Milchemes Amalek. Because that is Hocher Godel Yodo HaChazaka Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Milchama Ish Milchama, that was it. But Ach Bevo El Moshe Rabbeinu Sipir lo Moshe es kol asher asa Hashem leparu l'mitzrayim al odos Yisrael. But he says, so that Shmua Shama Uba, the Milchama things, that's what got him interested. But that's Pasuk Aleph. But Pasuk Ches, when it says Vayisaper Moshe l'chosno es kol asher asa Hashem Moshe al odos Yisrael, that's something else. That's to show Ki derech haTorah liros es ma'aseh Hashem gudulosam v'tifartam kam sheim roim b'darchei Noam. Then he told him about all the things that Hashem does. Adraba derech hazehu aroi v'skariv al-Kadosh Baruch Hu v'ashpos rachma v'chasodov, the chesed Hashem does, not the milchama aspect. Rav Tov v'brach v'chai v'sholom Rav Tov. All the chasodim and the rachmonim that Hashem does for Klal Yisrael. So you know what happened then? See, Yisrael heard about all the milchama, and that got him into it. Moshe was telling them, yeah, but there's another aspect here. The aspect of the chesed Hashem, the rachmei Hashem, and all that. So you know what Yisrael, at that point, you know what he did? He converted. You know why? He says, because Kishama, look what he writes about Bigel, page 13 at the bottom. Kishama Yisrael is divrei Moshe Elu. Having been daito, ki mashalo he spoil ella mi melchemes amolo kriyam samsuf. He said, you know what? There must be something wrong with me, that the only thing that excites me is the battles and the. So it's a chisaron in my neshama, in my nefesh, that I only, if you give me a good war story, a good, you know, thing with it, a melchama and this and that, that's what excited me. But nothing else. And now Moshe was explaining to him the other aspect, which he wasn't excited about. And he says, you know what? It shows that I as a human being needs improvement. So that's why Yichad Yisro, Shehevir Cherim Chada al Besoro, he mouthed himself, Rashi says, and he was Niskayer. So these are the two Hagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hagga of, you know, there's the famous Gemara, the Shechter said over with us, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, from the Pasuk in Zechariah on page 20. Va'are es sona ha'arega v'chein aniyeh ve'ekach li shnei maklos. Lacha karasi noam v'lachar karasi chovlim. There's makel noam, makel chovlim, and the Gemara says in here, if you look on the bottom in Sanhedrin, the Gemara on page 20 here, I have the Gemara in the Midrashay Chazal on the bottom. V'chad karasi, noam v'chad karasi, noam eilu talmidei chachomim sheberetz Yisrael, shemanim mimzel lezel b'halocha. Chovlim eilu talmidei chachomim shebebovel, shemechablim zel lezel b'halocha. So, there are two approaches. There's the approach of Noam, and there's the approach of Chovlim. And the essence of Torah is d'rachad d'archei Noam. Sometimes Hashem has to use the milchama aspect. But the thing that we should be inspired, a Yiddish neshama should be inspired by the Makel Noam. And Yisrael realized that. The reason why he wasn't inspired by that, because he didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. So he became a Yid, and now he's inspired by the Makel Noam, by the Chesed of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And this reminded me of a vort that I liked from the Tiferes Shloimeh from Radomsk. There's a good Radomsk vort on Vayichi on page 15. Vayikra Yaakov el bono v'yom heshvu v'agidu lachem eis asher yikra eschem acharis hayomim. So there's a Gemara in Kedushin on page 14, Chav Beis Amid Beis. The verse says, "Ketzad b'meshicha." So it's in order to be kona behema, you do meshicha. There are two ways you could do meshicha. Listen carefully. Kori lo v'hiba. One way is to call the animal. Hey, come, and it'll come. The other way, he kishav a makel. You give a clap, with a makel, and then they'll get it to go also. So those are the two ways you can do a kinyan mashiach. So says the Halakha Radomsker on page 17. Yasvu agino chemeseisha yikras chem achris hayomim yivua alpi mashar nema bekosuf mashcheini acharecha narutza perish anu mispalim akadosh baruch hu. We want to be come after Hashem that He should be kona us b'mashicha, that we're running towards Hashem. But there are two ways He can do it. One way is that Hashem could call us a kriya ni'ima. Was Rabbi Talbus once said from the Rashi in Vayikra, Kriya Shalchiba, or He can give us punishments, and that'll make us run. In other words, we were in Golos enough. We don't need Hikishev Makel. Achanu Mitzapim Lios Gula. But Oven Hashem is Koral of Hiba. So that's what Yaakov said. Zesha Omer Yaakov Avinu Es Hashem Yikra Eschem Achris Hayomim. Sheyem Ispala O Achris Hayomim Kodem Bias Agoral Sheyem Baru Koch Lisbol Yisurim Mikover Agolos Hine Yikra Eschem. We hope that Achris Hayomim, when Hashem wants us to come to Him, He's not going to cause us sorrows like a Hikisha B'Makel, but He'll call to us and we'll come to Him. That's the Makel Noyim, not the Makel Choyvlim. And that idea as well, he says on page 18, the Tiferet Shloimo. He says, Zev Shepirashki, says Pshat in the Zmiris, in Kol Mekadesh Shvi, Meshoch Asnechol Yodecha, Kel Kono Venokin, Hapima Shomar Begemara, Dvar Tor Meshicha Kone, Begematria Konu Hashem. You want to be Nikna, and then he quotes the Gemara Kedushin. Azel Marumorim. We want it to be Korolov Hibal, Yidei Kemoshe Omer, Ashkeni Echarech Venarutza. It should be Al Yidei the Chesed. Heimre Yisrael, Zesha Omer, Mechsho Chastachol Yodecha, Heimre Yisrael. Kelkono Venokim Ma'akum. Kelkono Venokim. Aval Vnei Yisrael, it should be Mashkeni, it should be Korolov Hibal. And that's what Yaakov Avinu says. That when Hashem wants to get you close, it should be through a kriya, not through hikisha b'makel, but korala b'hibah. And that's the mechina, the mizbah, as Rabbik said from the part of the office, the mizbah adama, and not the mizbah of avanim. And he says these two ideas are also manifested in a big quotes in the bottom here on page 12 in the bottom. Shamati, the last paragraph on the very bottom. Shamati lefarish mishmosh algon of Hillel Lichtenstein, Satzal. Shezehi inyan hamyaldos. Sheshema achas shifra, v'shema sheni spua. There are two ways. Derech shel shifra. Shifra is yofi. Darchei Noam. V'achas. And then there's pua. Poeh. Pua in Lashon poeh. Like screaming. Like the child who screams. Mochichas b'nei Yisrael b'dvarim kashim. And that's... So those are the two mahalchim. But Rabosai, there's a third mahalach. There's the kriya, there's the hikisha, but there's even a higher madrega. And that madrega is articulated in the Sefer Bina Le'itim. based on the Gemara in Brachos on page 23 of Vavam and Beis. The Amar of Chelbo, Amar of Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yira Shamayim, Devar of Nishmoyim. So Rav Azariah Figo says like this. He says, if a person has Yira Shamayim, Devar of Nishmoyim means you don't have to give any Musar, you know, the nice Musar, not Musar. The fact that the person has Yira Shamayim, Mimela, he's going to be listened to. Even though he doesn't articulate any types of easy, you know, the Dachi Noam or Dachi Chovlim, the fact that he is a Yirei Shemayim, that itself will cause people to be Nimshach Acharav. His essence. And that's what the Satmar Rebbe writes with the Yita Lev on page 26. It says, as a filo eino potze pelo ochiach, devar of memeil in ishmoim, vosim roshim belev. So that's what he says. Losissa zachich belvavecha memeila. That was, if the people you have a good relationship, they have this ava memeila gam hu yoiv oscha. The person that you want to mashpia on, you have ava with, so then he'll feel the ava as ochiach es atzmecha uvzet ochiach es misecha. In other words, if you yourself are proper, that's going to memela cause him to be mushpa. Beli motzis vasayim. Losisa v'lov chet lahaskir bepeh. And that's what the Satmar Rebbe of our title man writes in the page 28 of the Lev Aharon, the Pirkei Avos. Haseh lecha rav k'nei lecha chover. He says, Asel Harav in the left column. Peshmer and Shmuel Sheyaseh Asmu Rav Amor Derech Lacherim. How do you become a Mashpia? Alzem Farish Ki Aderech Amulah Kidei Lahadri Chachem Uknei Lachachover. Lisnag Ba'ava. The Reyes. Veshuv Havei Dan L'Cholonim Chastuch Lo Tisach L'Haschir. You won't have to say anything more. Shalot Tisach L'Haschir. You'll be the example. So you have three madrigas. You have the makel choivlim, you have the makel noyim, and then the highest madriga is they feel a connection. They feel a connection to the person who wants the mashpia, and he doesn't even have to say it. By example, without even any articulation, they can feel and be mushpa. And these are three, the Mizbach Adam, the Mizbach Avonim, and then Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yira Shamayim, Dvar Nishmayim. And of course the Torah wants, as Rav Dick writes, Noam is the thing, but sometimes the things that are not proper, and somebody has to make a macha, something, and it's not right, not proper. But we hope that the Hashpa could come through Makel Noam. And even better, through just a rapport, just a relationship of Ava, and then you don't even have to say anything. Because the Mela, the message gets across. And that, as Rav Dick points out, the Mizbach Adoma, Mizbach Avonim, Adrochim Shonos, as based on the Panim Yofes, Bashpa Al Azulis.